This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Tickets are now on sale for Theater 7's production of the Broadway musical Something Rotten at the Decatur Civic Center. To purchase tickets, give the Civic Center a call or go to theater7.org. The show starts at 7:30 on Fridays and Saturdays. Sunday shows begin at 2. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit our website, nowdecatur.com.
Will Russia go nuclear? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Leader Vladimir Putin hints at that option in Ukraine, where a counteroffensive has driven Russian forces back as Ukrainian troops retake and liberate some areas.
And those who try to blackmail us with nuclear weapons should know that the prevailing winds can also blow in their direction.
Now, Putin has also called for a partial mobilization of Russian reserves, which could give him an additional 300,000 soldiers. President Biden may react to all that later this morning, addressing the United Nations General Assembly.
Among other things, he'll offer a firmer rebuke of Russia's unjust war in Ukraine and make a call to the world to continue to stand against the naked aggression that we've seen these past several months.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Hurricane Fiona's fury now a Category 4. 130-mile-an-hour wind. It's taking a sharp turn north and east, so it is not forecast to hit the U.S. Fiona blamed for 6 deaths in the Caribbean, some in Puerto Rico. 80% of the American territory still has no electricity.
The most important question is how long will the island be without access to its critical resources, energy and water, things that people need to survive. There are so many that are relying on generators to get by at this point after all the wind and the floodwater sent power lines crashing down, some into an absolute fiery explosion.
Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez in Puerto Rico. The House will vote today on a bill born out of former President Trump's attempts to overturn the 2020 election and the Capitol riot. An overhaul of the 1800s era Electoral Count Act. Congressman Pete Aguilar says
failure is not an option. We've got to put a piece of reform on the president's desk. We've got to protect democracy.
Now, the bill would make it harder for lawmakers to object to a state's electoral votes and require court approval. House Republicans object it infringes on state rights. There will be a memorial service today for Britain's Queen Elizabeth at Washington's National Cathedral 2 days after her funeral in London, attended by the Queen of Denmark, who just tested positive for COVID. America's listening to Fox News.
Dell Technologies semi-annual sale has arrived, and it's time to upgrade to the latest business technology. Save big on laptops and desktops with Windows 11 Pro. Plus, get amazing deals on server, storage, and cloud solutions, as well as top work accessories, including docks, monitors, and more. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for special business offers during our semi-annual sale.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
While House Democrats try to revamp presidential election certification, Senate Democrats have a bill to further regulate political fundraising.
President Biden says Congress should pass the Disclose Act, legislation that would require super PACs and other political organizations to make public donors who contribute $10,000 or more.
There's much too much money that flows in the shadows to influence our elections. It's called dark money. It's hidden.
The president says those kinds of political contributions erode public trust. The Senate is expected to vote on the Disclose Act this week, though it's unlikely to overcome a filibuster with many Republicans and some civil liberty groups opposed. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The FDA has done a review of what went wrong leading to that baby formula shortage earlier this year after a production shutdown at an Abbott facility over contamination.
The FDA says delays in processing a whistleblower complaint and test samples from the country's largest infant formula factory are part of what slowed down the agency's response to the baby formula shortage. The new 10-page report by the FDA is the first formal account of what caused the shortage, which left the U.S. scrambling to airlift millions of pounds of formula from other countries. The report also outlines certain problems like outdated data sharing systems, inadequate food inspector staffing and training, and lack of information on formula supply chains. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Another big interest rate hike is expected today as the Federal Reserve keeps trying to reduce inflation. The price of gas has inched up for the first time time in 99 days after the record high in June. In baseball,
throw deep to left field. There it goes! Number 60!
Aaron Judge tied Babe Ruth with that home run on Yes, putting him just one shy of Roger Maris's American League record for homers in a season. Judge also helped power a ninth-inning comeback win for the New York Yankees over Pittsburgh. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Morse code is about freedom. It's about living the life by your own unique code. This is Dr. J. Join me and sometimes the handsome Dr. JK each Wednesday at 5 p.m. for The Morse Code. We talk about living life authentically. And for me, that is aligning who I am, what I believe, and what I do. That is The Morse Code. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and streaming live on NowDecatur.com.
Another hot start for us here on our Wednesday. Expect temperatures to be in those 70s, warming up to the upper 80s today. Definitely cooler than yesterday afternoon. We'll have some sunshine here through the morning. Winds will be out of the southwest. As we head towards the afternoon, expect some winds to change out of the north here. That's going to bring in some cloud cover, some scattered showers, and a thunderstorm or two, not out of the question. And then much cooler temperatures. Cold front slides in. We'll be waking up tomorrow in the 50s. I'm Storm Team Meteorologist Nick Batch. For WICS News Channel 20.
Currently in downtown Decatur, partly cloudy, 73 degrees. Your WSOY time, 7:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Byers & Company. We have a lot to get to here today. Dr. J co-hosting alongside. We'll be checking in with Millikan University, Decatur Memorial Hospital, and Crossing Healthcare, plus Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, good morning and welcome. let me start off by saying it's good to be back in the studios live and in action. We've had a best of yesterday and the first hour of today due to some people down, and everything's good. I don't have any news, and I think this says a lot about me not taking any time off in the world, because I can't tell you how many text messages and emails I got yesterday wanting to know what was wrong. We did have to cancel the show yesterday, kind of last minute, you know, in the middle of the night, for personnel reasons. Nothing sinister. Everyone's great. The backup to the backup wasn't available. It was just one of those things, and we're good. Good morning and welcome. I'm Brian Byers. Dr. Juanita Morris is in the studios with us as well. And we have an action-packed show today, back at it, full action tomorrow and Friday. And hopefully I'll have news.
Got some news?
No, I don't have any news. Other than everyone's good, everything is A-OK. You kind of feel like when you have one of those last-minute cancellations, there's a whole bunch of people going, yeah, I got fired. You know, they're brooding over in that corner.
Yeah.
And then you got other people over here going, oh, my God, something's wrong. And then even my own body, you know, it was like you're just used to sort of, it was weird driving in today when it was light out and there was traffic and cars. Everything sort of felt discombobulated.
I thought I was a psychic yesterday.
What do you mean?
Because I turned the radio on.
You have all the answers to the questions?
Yes. I'm like, I recognize this conversation. Maybe this is deja vu. No. So I was one of those. I was like, ooh, I should text him.
But no, it was not on my end. We just didn't. We couldn't pull the trigger on backup plan A and then backup plan B. I do want to start the show by saying happy birthday to Lindsay Romano. She is
happy birthday.
On her way to Chicago for lunch, which seems like a very long drive for lunch for me. But her and a loved one are heading up there to enjoy lunch and then back this afternoon. And that was sort of also the plans that were in the middle of all this as well. Dominique, I hope you're feeling better. I know she was a little under the weather over the last 48 hours. So everything's good. All is good. I don't have news because that will be the second question that everybody asked, and I do not. But we are good to go and ready to rock and roll. Your Civic Leadership Institute, which I just heard on the way in, we were talking about that. I thought, whoa, we're getting a jump start on the day. Another high profile deputy majority leader yesterday. It was announced that was going to be under new federal bribery charges against Emil Jones III, Democrat of Chicago, has been around Springfield for a very long time.
Yep.
Senate President Don Harmon has asked him to resign from leadership and chairmanship. I am told, or at least I read on Capital Facts, that there's no want, there's no ask that he is out, but was being given a chance to step aside. I don't know what the criminal allegations will end up being.
Yeah.
But more than ever, right, we've had too many people, long-term members of the operation of state government, you know, no less than Mike Madigan over the last couple of years. Two governors, two of the last four governors end up in jail. You know, when you teach these kids about civic leadership, when you talk to these kids about, you know, doing the right thing for the right reasons, there's plenty of reason for them to be cynical when just looking at our leadership today.
And I think that it's hard, too, because we are oftentimes pressured externally. And the goal really for us is to say, how are we intrinsically driven? And that is definitely hard. Even when I look at the charges against the federal bribery charges against Emil Jones, we are driven by outside constituents. And so the challenge with our students, and I think that it's shifting a little bit, they have different priorities, is how do we use that internal locus of control to make our decisions and to drive our decisions? But it's sad. It really, really is.
You know, the amazing thing to me over the years, whether it was Rod Blagojevich, whether it was George Ryan, whether it was, you know, any number of people who have been sidetracked to the Department of Corrections in leadership positions, you know, they sell their souls for such small amounts. It's never this grand thing. It's always 25,000 here, 15,000 there. I'm always amazed. Do you remember in the movie Casino, you know, the guys in the grocery store, you know, with the back room with the mom and the mob, and they've got it, you know, the feds have it wired, and the whole thing comes apart because he's complaining about travel money, right? Yep. You know, they're bringing in gazillions of dollars a year. It's always this small, petty stuff that seems to bring them down.
But what happens along the way? Because I don't think that
that's
the intent.
Feel like they're owed it.
Yeah.
Or that everyone's doing it. You know, you think about Aaron Judge, who's chasing the home run title in New York as a Yankee, and you think back to Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, you know, when they were doing that with the Cards and the Cubs, and it was that era of, well, everyone's cheating, so if we don't cheat, then we're somehow at a disadvantage to what the norm is. Yeah. I think there's some of that mentality, some of that justification of like, well, everyone's doing it, I'd be a fool not to, or everyone's doing it and they like to bring you into the gang, just like, you know, drug dealing on the corner, where if everyone's doing it, everyone's safe from ratting on each other.
Yeah. And we never
are. It's like the mob. I mean, it really is.
We never are.
Yeah.
I don't think folks start out with that intent, but some kind of way we shift paths.
Particularly in Springfield and particularly in Washington, D.C. And maybe in D.C., not everybody's selling their soul. And maybe in Springfield, not everybody's selling their soul. But they do it a little bit every day. They go and they land there the first time as maybe optimists or people that want to make a change.
Yeah.
They see the way the game is played and they either succumb to that or they willingly kind of become a part of it. It is sad. I just hope kids can see through that there's a better way to be leaders and civic leaders and realize that the vast majority that hold office, whether it's, you know, school board or city council or a mayor, that people are there doing it for the right reason. And it's not all about enriching yourself.
I agree. Absolutely agree.
But it was depressing yesterday to see yet another longtime member of the the state of Illinois in leadership going down on federal bribery charges and lying to the FBI and all the things that you're not supposed to do. Yeah. All right. So I finally got around to watching Top Gun Maverick last night. You can get it for $5.99 on Amazon. I didn't realize that, A, it was available and the rental price was only $5.99 because I didn't go see it at the theater. Even though every other human being on Earth, or just about, did go see it because it set like every box office record possible. And I haven't seen the original for a long time until a couple of months ago. I went back and tried to watch the movie from the 80s, and it was just really cheesy and really bad for me because it wasn't matching up to my memory of it at all, because that was a very long time ago. But I got to tell you, this one is just as cheesy and just as so 25 years, 30 years from now. Dominique, who absolutely loves this movie, is going to look back and go, I can't believe I loved that movie that much. But the aerial stuff was really cool. Are you afraid of flying? I mean, would you get inside one of those planes or one of those jets for an experience?
I would.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think the world's divided into two camps on that. People that go, no way. And people go, absolutely sign me up.
I would.
Yeah.
I absolutely would.
Have you seen the movie?
I haven't.
Okay, so I don't feel bad. I thought I was the last guy standing.
I won't see it, though. I didn't see the first one.
Really?
No. I do want to see Woman King.
You're going to have to help me out.
Viola Davis?
Oh, yeah.
But I haven't seen Top Gun or Top Gun Maverick.
Okay, you realize that you are in, like, the tiniest of group of people out there, like, in the entire globe, not just in the U.S., like, in China, you are in a small minority.
Is it good or is it cheesy?
It was cheesy but good. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah, so I won't see it then.
Okay. So you don't do anything cheesy?
Yeah, just not that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was good to see some of the old faces. Tom Cruise has got like one of those, you know, those mirrors in the attic, you know, where he is, you know, in his, he's approaching 60 if he's not already 60.
Is he aging?
I don't know. He's like Dorian Gray. He's got one of those mirrors, you know, he's going backwards, you know, and all the young kids are in this and he is the old person, you know, like the grandpa. I got to tell you, I was leaving Zoorific a couple of weeks ago at Scoville Zoo, which was a great event. And I was walking out, you know, you go by the carousel and there's that fence there where the project playground, you know, the playground equipment is. And some kid yelled to me, "Hey, Grandpa."
I should have made your day.
It actually kind of stung. This smart ass little kid, and he's on a swing, you know, and so I'm already like your little juvie. And he just, like, out of nowhere.
That's good.
That hasn't happened before. I got to tell you, I don't think I was mentally prepared for that.
I was super excited while we were gone on vacation to be carded at a restaurant. That was exciting. She
I would
asked
take
for
that.
My ID.
I would take that. I don't think that's quite the same as some smart ass kid yelling, "Hey, Grandpa," at you. But it's close. So anyway, Tom Cruise, if you haven't seen it, you can do it $5.99 on Amazon. The aerial stuff alone, you know, they really went up in these jets. I mean, the difference between the way they filmed this thing in the early 1980s to today, I mean, the cinematography is off the charts incredible. I mean, you feel like you're inside one of those F-18s.
Would it matter if you haven't seen the first one? Is it still a good watch?
Yeah, because I think that they do with sort of the flashbacks and the storytelling, they give you everything you would need to know about the first one.
Is it long?
2 hours and 4 minutes. Tom Cruise delivers, you know, he is an old school, Hollywood guy, right? You release it in theaters.
Yeah.
You don't do the big bloated, I mean, you know, give everybody about the right time. I mean, it's the perfect popcorn film.
Oh, we'll see. Right. I don't know about that.
To get around to it. All right. So you were traveling recently. You were down south.
Down in the south.
Where did you go?
We were from Florida to Tennessee to Mississippi. You know, JK is born in Mississippi.
I saw you get back to the farm.
Yeah.
But you didn't. You went to the farm via Miami.
Well, I sat in the car. You see, I was taking the picture.
Yeah.
Well, my father-in-law's still a farmer.
Yeah. But you started with Miami.
I did.
Let's go old school farm. Yeah. You went right to Miami Beach.
Yes. That was the first stop, Miami Beach W Hotel, and it was amazing.
Why the attachment to Miami? You've been there several times since I've known
you. Good food.
Yeah?
Yeah. Great vegan restaurants. That's really, really good.
Are you a vegan?
Vegetarian, not vegan.
Okay, so the difference with those being?
Vegetarians, we still do butter and cheese and those kinds, and eggs. Vegans do not. They're 100% plant-based.
Okay, and so how long have you practiced that?
2011.
Okay, for quite a while. I've
been a vegetarian.
What made you decide to do that?
So super random. Every year my mom and I do something. In that particular year, we done a meatless march. And so it was a group of women, and we posted our journey of
so
a meatless
march. So for the month of March.
The month of March.
Okay.
And 4 weeks in, I felt pretty good. I said I was going to do it for 2 more weeks.
Yeah.
And I never went back to meat.
Really?
Yep.
So it was just one of those things like, you know, when those guys grow beards in November or whatever for the cause. And,
yes.
And you just said, okay, I'm not going to eat any meat.
And I don't.
You don't miss it at all?
Not at all.
Not a bit?
Not a bit.
Ooh, I miss it.
And then, you know, now they have so many plant-based things that taste like meat, and they're so close to meat that I don't enjoy
them. Is a big difference today in that side market
it
than
is.
There was even when you started,
yes.
You know, 10, 11 years ago. That stuff didn't sort of
didn't
taste
exist.
Anything like.
It did not.
Yeah, it was more cardboard than it was anything.
Yes.
But now, I've never had the, what is it they call it, the Impossible Burger?
Impossible Burgers and Beyond Burgers. They're too close to hamburger tasting for me.
Really? They're too close?
Too close. Yeah.
No kidding.
So yeah, vegetarian, and they have great food.
Now, is the rest of your family?
No, it's just me.
Okay, so then you're cooking for like two different meals?
My husband cooks.
Okay, but is he cooking two different meals?
Yeah.
Or do you just sort of compliment, you know, or figure out a way to do two versions
the sides,
of it?
Yeah, like my son will eat a hamburger for breakfast.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
I'm in his camp.
Yeah, he's about it. So it's me. My husband does probably pescatarian, fish and those kinds of things.
Yeah.
But yeah, no meat.
Okay, that's interesting. I know a lot of people who it seems the phrase is now flexitarian, which is a fairly new phrase that has come about where people are not necessarily all one way or all the other, but they're sampling and trying many, many, many more things. If you look at what ADM is doing, and other people in that area and arena, not only here, but globally, it's very interesting how people's diet choices are changing and people are, this plant-based stuff is real and not all of it is just for health. Some of it is about feeding the world and scarcity of product and what all we're going to have to feed the world population.
Yep. Love it. I do. I really do. I would love to move to vegan. I'm going to give myself another year and then consider moving to solely plant-based. But I like cheese that melts.
Oh,
I like pizza.
I like cheese that melts on a big hamburger. You have zero chance of recruiting me. Now, I asked Lindsay what she wanted for her birthday dinner tonight, and this is something that I'm completely unfamiliar with. This Lulu's pizza. You know, everybody talks about this. I've never had it. There's a couple of locations, right? South Shores and 36. But she was very specific. It has to be pepperoni and sausage, and it has to be the sweet and savory sauce combined.
Yep, thin crust.
And then she has this spicy honey drizzle that she wants on the pizza.
So that's why she and I get along. My birthday is Friday, the 23rd.
Is it the Friday? Okay.
And my husband said the same thing. What do you want? And I said, I have to have pizza made at home.
Okay.
So that's exactly what we're doing for dinner on Friday.
I would never think to put honey on pizza, but it's
spicy.
It's a spicy honey that's got like, and then I guess with the sweet and savory sauce.
Oh, I don't know. That's going to be good.
It's supposed to be a thing.
Other than the pepperoni and sausage, it'll be great.
See, but that's like saying, other than like breathing air and drinking water for me, I got to have all that.
It'll be great.
All right. I'm going to take care of that. I want to spend some time today, and we've got some guests coming in. There's a big event coming up with DMH, and we'll have a radiation oncologist Dr. Harold Yoon will be with us. They're doing a prostate cancer screening event. This is something that men really need to pay attention to, particularly men of a certain age. And then a little late today, Millikan University Stacey Hubbard, the Dean of Admission and Financial Aid, and Lori Kearns, Director of Community Engagement and Recruitment, will be in here. We'll talk a little bit more about this Macon Promise. We learned a lot about this at the State of the University address. I think one of the things that people hear locally, a barrier they have, is they think that Millikan University is not in their wheelhouse of financial affordability. They think that going to one of the state schools or something might be a better option. And I will tell you that the 33% discount off of tuition and cost and locked in for up to 4 years. And their goal is, by the way, unlike other schools who are now trying to like convince people they need 5 years instead of four, they're going to get it done in four. So, Ohio State is now pushing like a five-year program for freshmen. I mean, does that sound like the ultimate money grab? You're telling me with today's technology and the world we live in, it takes you a year more to do something we've been doing for 100 years?
Yep.
That just doesn't make any sense
to me.
That's right. So 33% discount, and then also scholarships and student aid, where you really can have Millikan be an affordable option. My own sister, did this and found kind of accidentally, that, hey, this is way more affordable than we thought. Your kids get to stay home. You get a much more intimate experience. If you've been on the campus lately, the tour of that, some of the new buildings that they have there, some of the amenities. William will tell you all about that a little bit later in the program. But today and this week is Banned Book Week, and libraries across the nation come together to celebrate, and not in a good way, people fighting to take books off of shelves in libraries. And this seems so weird to me in 2022 that we're having this conversation the way we would have around the To Kill a Mockingbird or something, years ago, right? I mean, banning books, doesn't it make your skin crawl just the phrase?
It does. It really does.
It doesn't mean parents don't have the ability to parent, guide their kids along their educational path as far as what they deem acceptable or whatnot. But the idea that it's not enough for me to run my family or to make rules for my family, I have to go to the public library and make rules for your family.
Yep.
Makes my skin crawl.
Yeah.
Absolutely does.
Yep.
All right. So hang tight. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Another hot start for us here on our Wednesday. Expect temperatures to be in those 70s, warming up to the upper 80s today. Definitely cooler than yesterday afternoon. We'll have some sunshine here through the morning. Winds will be out of the southwest. As we head towards the afternoon, expect some winds to change out of the north here. That's going to bring in some cloud cover, some scattered showers, and a thunderstorm or two, not out of the question. And then much cooler temperatures. Cold front slides in. We'll be waking up tomorrow in the 50s. I'm Storm Team Meteorologist Nick Batch for WICS News Channel 20.
Currently 74 in downtown Decatur. Your WSOY time, 7:26.
Experience an event like never before at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater on October 8th. The Devon Untapped Craft Beer and Music Festival will feature tastes of regional breweries, music from two local bands,
and plenty of games.
Feeling special? Check out the VIP party with early entry and exclusive access to rare brews and mouthwatering food. Proceeds from the Devon Untapped event benefit the Decatur Area Arts Council and Decatur Parks Foundation. Visit DevonAmphitheater.com to get your tickets to the Devon on Tap Craft Beer and Music Festival on October 8th.
I'm Jeff Ropp with Elwyn Tree Farm, and this is my John Deere. We sell trees to the wholesale and the retail market both. I have never not known the Sloan family. We've bought tractors from them for years and years. We broke a hydraulic coupler on a Saturday at about noon, and they didn't have the part in stock, so we ended up taking one off of another machine so that my machine would be running on Monday instead of figuring out what we're going to do on Monday morning. And that is why I think Sloan's first.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning. morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday. Dr. J in the studios, and I thank her for coming in and co-hosting today. We have a lot to get to, and we'll visit with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports at the bottom of the hour. Here's the thing. I remember when Eisenhower High School opened after the, the remodeling and the whole rebuild of Eisenhower. And I remember the library, which felt much like a community college sort of feel for a high school, right? And it's been a couple of years, but, when you walk up, there's that great atrium, yeah. And the library overlooks that. And I remember just walking around the library. We got a tour before it had opened, and I noticed I was looking at the book selection because I was just kind of curious. I mean, the library was a big deal to me.
Yes.
Grade school on.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now, I'm kind of sad because today it's like all through my iPad and, I don't, but a library is a special place to me because it's where all the knowledge was locked up. And you could take any trip down anything you wanted to do and go pick out a book, and learn. And so, my mom taught me to read before I started kindergarten. So I could read going into kindergarten, and it was the greatest blessing she could have ever done because it's been a lifelong thing. Mm-hmm. And to this day, that's what I do. I read. So libraries are magical to me. It doesn't mean I have to read everything that's in the library. It doesn't mean I have to like everything in the library. It's just there for me to discover if I choose. And there are people each and every year, and we're going to take a bottom of the hour news break here in just a couple of seconds, but every year people want to tell other people what they can or can't read at the library, and it drives me insane. We'll get into it and a lot more. Back with more right after this. News is coming your way next.
This is R.J. Crace with your Stories Now, brought to you by Shop on Main. The Illinois State Fair has released estimated attendance figures for this year. The numbers were an all-time high. Nearly 637,000 visitors walked through the gates this year, making it the highest attended fair since they began keeping track of such things. Weekend attendance saw an increase of almost 95,000 over last year. Because of the high attendance, the fair took in about $6.4 million in revenue. DPS students working to graduate with a high school diploma and associate's degree will have some extra guidance along the way thanks to a new mentorship program with DPS staff and leadership. Mentors will meet with Prep Academy mentees throughout the school year. In addition, the program has also developed a college mentor program with adjunct professors at Richland and Millikan for before and after school support. There are 107 students enrolled in the dual diploma program. For more content, visit nowdecatur.com.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Biden addresses the United Nations this morning. Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says President Biden will speak with the wind at his back.
Our alliances are as strong or stronger than they have been in modern memory. Our robust united support for Ukraine has helped the Ukrainians push back against Russian aggression.
President Biden will also meet with the UK's new prime minister, Liz Truss.
Russian President Vladimir Putin today announces he's calling more Russian military reservists into active duty. Another interest rate hike is expected from the Federal Reserve Bank today.
The central bank is expected to approve its third consecutive interest rate increase of 0.75%. The Fed has raised its benchmark federal funds rate at its past four meetings to a range of between 2.25% and 2.5%.
Fox's Hillary Barsky, the rate hikes are meant to push down inflation. America's listening to Fox News.
My name is Dr. Brooke Bellow. I'm not a political figure. I'm a survivor. When I was a kid, I was trafficked, drugged, and raped. The traffickers forced me to have multiple abortions. Had my mother been notified, she could have intervened, called the police, and saved me from years of exploitation. Last year, I told my story to General Assembly and Governor Pritzker, pleading with them to preserve the right of Illinois' loving parents to know if their daughters are about to undergo an abortion. Governor Pritzker ignored my cry. He took away the very thing that could have saved me and is needed to protect those being exploited today. Parental rights to protect our kids should never be in doubt. This is personal to me, and I hope it's important to you when you vote this November.
Paid for by People Who Play by the Rules PAC.
In 1965, my father founded Brinkotter Realtors with a singular goal: to support his community's real estate needs with integrity, purpose, and a forward-facing approach to business. Over 55 years later, Brinkotter Realtors still embodies that spirit. Connection, commitment, community. When you're planning to make a move, go with the name you know. Get the service you deserve. Go to Brinkotter.com to connect with one of our agents today.
Find your way home. Brinkotter.com.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Each and every weekday morning, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. So let's start with Major League Baseball today.
Well, very little good news from the Cardinals' first game in their eight-game road trip playing in San Diego last night. The Padres beat the Cardinals and at Wainwright 5-0. Albert Pujols did not hit a home run. Obviously, they got shut out, but did have two of the five St. Louis hits. And those teams will go at it again tonight at 8:40, a game you can listen to here on WSOY. Miles Michaelis will take the ball for the Cardinals. The big story last night was Aaron Judge of the Yankees hitting home run number 60. He becomes the sixth player in the history of the game to hit 60 home runs in a season, joining Barry Bonds, Babe Ruth, Roger Maris, Mark McGwire, who did it twice, and Sammy Sosa, who did it three times. Judge also moves into the American League in all three Triple Crown categories. In addition to his 60 home runs, his batting average of .316 is now number one in the American League, and he's the league RBI leader with 128. He has 60 home runs. No one else in the majors has more than 40. The guy with 40 is Kyle Schwarber of the Phillies. Judge's home run was a solo shot in the ninth inning and cut Pittsburgh's lead to 8-5. Then they loaded the bases, and Giancarlo Stanton ended the game with a walk-off grand slam. So Yankees fans who hung around to the ninth inning got a big reward. And by the way, Harrison Bader, the former Cardinal, who came over in the Jordan Montgomery trade and is finally back from injury, was 2-for-4 and drove in 3 for the Yankees last night. The White Sox needed to beat Cleveland last night and did not get it done. They lost 10-7 in 11 innings. And now trail Cleveland by 5 games with 14 to go.
All right. On the other side of the break, we will do a little Illini football with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. It's brought to you by First National Bank, the quality bank, now open in downtown Decatur.
Hi, this is Dale Coley from Dale Southlake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drugs. Let me tell you about my friends at First National Bank. Reliable customer service with a personal touch is important for my stores, and the team at FNB has been amazing. They helped us get set up with the types of financial accounts that we need to make sure we are always taken care of with our service providers, payment gateways, vendors, and our very valued customers. They're always available to me with two convenient locations in Decatur. Thanks, FNB.
Member FDIC.
We're back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, Illini football.
The Illini football schedule and what it means, we've used this term, playing week zero game, and why Illinois feels it's a benefit for them. Illinois was originally scheduled to play its season opener the first Saturday in September, and on the college football master schedule, that is called week one. But they also allow for a few games a week earlier, and those games have been called week zero, which was the August 27th game against Wyoming. The advantage of playing in week zero includes TV exposure at a time when people are hungry for football to get started. In week zero, there's very little TV competition, so exposure is a big deal, and it allows a team to have not one bye week, but two bye weeks in the course of the season. And coaches and players love that because it provides two chances to physically and mentally rest and reset, and two chances for coaches to get out for some midseason high school recruiting. Illinois played Wyoming, Indiana, and Virginia. Then they had their first bye week last weekend. Now they resume play tomorrow night at home against Chattanooga. They'll play Chattanooga, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Minnesota. Then they'll have their second bye week before finishing with a five-game stretch of Nebraska, Michigan State, Purdue,
Michigan, and Northwestern. Brett Bielema negotiated a week zero game last season, and my guess is that he will lobby for one every season. He loves this setup for the two bye weeks and the additional week to get out recruiting. Illinois is 2-1. Chattanooga is 2-0. We will talk about this matchup tomorrow.
All right, my friend, enjoy your day. We appreciate it, and we'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. We have a lot to get to here today. I wanted to tell you on this banned book week that the American Library Association brings light to every year. You know, in this country right now, it seems like you can't even count on the old stereotypes of who does this kind of thing, because we now ban on the Christian right, we ban on the ultra-liberal left, and somehow those two have sort of met in some weird bottom-of-the-circle mm-hmm. thing where instead of learning more, instead of being open to other people's ideas, we just want to shut everything down. Why do you suppose that we're not evolving the other way as people?
If it's unlike us.
Yeah, but wouldn't... I get that. I mean, it seems like we should be getting past that.
We should be.
As people.
We should be well past that.
Yeah. But in some ways, it feels like we're reverting back a little.
It's almost like we have to choose, right? We have to choose what camp, what side. We have to choose who we identify with and how, when, and where. Like, it's almost like we have this idea that we have to make a choice instead of saying that I respect all people. Right.
But even you don't have to say I agree with all people.
I don't agree.
But this is what I don't understand. Instead of learning how to go, OK, well, you and I just disagree on this particular thing. That's not good enough anymore. We got to be you be in your camp. I'll be in my camp. And our camps never can mix. They can never talk. They can never have anything in common. I'm stunned. In 1996, when I started doing this show, gay marriage was still a very big thing as far as a controversy.
Yeah.
I'm stunned in 2022 that it's coming back to that. You know, thankfully we had a Pride Fest over the weekend that was very well attended and without incident, and no one showed up to act like idiots, which is thing, because it's not your thing. It's not your thing. Fine. Just don't go. You know, that's
right.
Fine. Don't go. But the idea that we are so worked up about this, or this whole idea that people who are gay are trying to groom children or they're pedophiles, because almost every single book on the top 10 banned books of 2021 this past year is because of gender references or LGBTQ, you know, what is it that you think that your teenagers are taught? You think they're not talking about straight sex?
And I'm learning. I have a 14 and a 16 year old, and they're educating me on what it means to be binary, what it means to be transgender, what it means to be a being. And so our kids are definitely talking about it, whether we're talking about it or not. And I don't have the bandwidth to fight books when I have more of a bandwidth to connect with them and understand what's happening in their world.
Right. And the idea that that's somehow some adult sinister plan to turn kids. This is so silly.
Yep.
And in this regard, Christianity, to some extent, or at least sections of it, are being weaponized in a political way. And you know, the idea that you can't read books, or the idea that something that, you know, Toni Morrison has written isn't allowed in a library.
Yep.
Isn't that frightening?
It is. It really is. It really, really is.
The Bluest Eye is the Toni Morrison book. It's banned and challenged because it depicts child sexual abuse and was considered sexually explicit.
Yep.
And that is the reason why now libraries are being defunded. There are librarians in all parts of smaller towns because of this national political thing that's being weaponized, where they refuse to ban things, so their funding is being taken away. And they'd rather just close the thing down than ban books, even though it never works. All you do is bring attention. I mean, the only thing you do is bring more attention to the book you don't want people to pay attention to.
That's so interesting, because yesterday I was working on our retreat for some of our DCLI students, and one of the snippets or the TED Talks talks about the danger of just one story and one narrative. And that's exactly what we're pushing here. Why do we only have, and why is it okay to not have more than one story and one narrative? There's danger in that.
Yeah. And there's also danger in the other side of this. For instance, like there are people that want to ban To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee because of the white savior character and the perception of the black experience. Now, it's just as silly. It is of a time and an era, and you have to have some understanding of that time and that era and be able to put things into historical perspective and context. That, you know why, where you learn all this, by the way? By reading.
Right. Yes. Yes. And conversation, so, and understanding and connection, but reading.
Yeah, it's just silly to me.
Yeah.
You can't read enough. And I read plenty of stuff that I don't agree with.
All the time. But we don't do that, though, anymore. We don't listen to radio stations we don't agree with. We don't watch the television news that we don't agree with. We're not reading the books that we don't agree with.
I know.
We don't do that anymore.
One of my favorite things in all of the world is to learn about people and their customs and their culture and their one of the great things that you'll find first and foremost, and I said this in my speech to the Richland graduates last spring, is that no matter where you go, I mean, and I have been to some places that most people would consider to be the political language of the day, you know, the way the gubernatorial candidate refers to Chicago, hellholes, is that once you get past sort of, oh, they drink a little something different here, they eat a little something different here, the language is a little something different here, the very first thing you get into is that they are a lot more like me and I'm a lot more like them than we are what keeps us separate.
Absolutely.
And you find that in El Salvador, you find Absolutely. That in Chicago, you find that in Miami, you find that in anywhere you travel.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's so, I don't understand the fear that people have of that.
And maybe that's what it is. It is a fear.
It is. It certainly is. For sure.
Yeah.
But you know, what you don't understand, you don't need to be afraid of. You just need to learn. And you know where you can do that? At the library.
In a book. A good book.
Pick up
Audible.
A book.
Audible. Let me read it to you.
Yeah, Lindsay likes the audiobooks.
I love
Do you
Audible.
Really?
Yes.
It's the barrier I can't get over.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
Okay.
I love Audible.
She listens to, I mean, just nonstop.
Yes. That's what I'm doing.
Okay. Well, I hope you're doing the show.
I am. It's okay. Like Christmas. I couldn't sleep last
night. Let's do the DMH segment next. This is really important because if caught early, this is something that is very, 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 very treatable. But if not, can be very, very, very dangerous. And most men of a certain age are walking around feeling bulletproof, and you're not. We'll tell you all about it on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
Hola, amigos. My name is Desi Thomas, and I am a volunteer with Chico, a local advocacy organization that connects Hispanic and immigrant families to resources, cultural opportunities, and youth development. In partnership with United Way, we are excited to bring you our second annual Hispanic Heritage Cultural Celebration, September 25th from noon to 4 p.m. at Fairview Park. Enjoy local food trucks, vendors, and entertainers for a unique cultural experience. For more information, go to nowdecatur.com.
Now more than ever, it's imperative that our community stays informed with the latest news updates. Thanks to Hickory Point Bank, you can listen to the live regional information on WSOY via your phone, your tablet, computer, or on your Echo device. Hickory Point Bank reminds you to support your local businesses as much as possible during this time. Stay safe, stay informed, and keep up to date with WSOY's live stream anytime, anyplace. Brought to you by Hickory Point Bank. Invested. Member FDIC.
Experience an event like never before at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater on October 8th. The Devon Untapped Craft Beer and Music Festival will feature tastes of regional breweries, music from two local bands, and plenty of games. Feeling special? Check out the VIP party with early entry and exclusive access to rare brews and mouth-watering food. Proceeds from the Devon Untapped event benefit the Decatur Area Arts Council and Decatur Parks Foundation. Visit DevonAmphitheater.com to get your tickets to the Devon Untapped Craft Beer and Music Festival on October 8th.
Now Decatur is your source for everything happening in Decatur and Central Illinois. Community events, information, outreach, healthcare, education, and so much more. Catch up on the latest interviews, full shows, exclusive content, and local sports play-by-play in the podcast section. The all-new Sports Hub has all the information you need to stay up to date on high school athletics, the Fighting Illini, Cards, Cubs, and Bears. NowDecatur.com, your source for everything Decatur. Decatur. You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Wednesday. Coming up is an event for men of a certain age, and we'll get into all those demographics. It's coming up from Friday, September 30th, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. It is co-sponsored by Cancer Care Specialist of Illinois and Memorial Health, along with the US2 Prostate Cancer Education and Support Group. Dr. Harold Yoon joins us in studios to talk about this. You're a radiation oncologist, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right, Brian.
And what is that exactly?
Well, the most important thing is that I'm an oncologist. And so there are different types of cancer doctors, and they're divided on what kind of treatment that they provide. And so for me, I'm a radiation oncologist. That means I provide radiation therapy, not chemotherapy or surgery, but radiation for cancer patients.
Okay, great. Now, prostate cancer has, we were just talking about norms and societal norms and what we talk about. I'm old enough to remember when cancer itself was sort of whispered and referred to as the C word. You know, we've come a long way since then, but in some ways we really haven't, right? I mean, prostate cancer is talked about. It doesn't get near the attention, you know, that breast cancer gets, even though it impacts, you know, even more people. Why are men reluctant to talk about this?
Well, it's a sign of weakness, I suppose, or there could even be still a stigma that people are uncomfortable sharing about. But the fact is that it is important to share about. It is important to be aware of because it's still a large killer in our society.
Okay, but if caught early, one of the more preventable and treatable cancers out there, right?
Absolutely, Brian. And this is a very simple test. We're talking about a blood test, a PSA, which is very sensitive and can pick up the majority of prostate cancers way before they spread or cause any kind of problems.
Now, will most people end up with this? You know, I had a doctor tell me a long time ago that if you go down to the morgue, you know, and then people pass away, you know, from old age, you open up all those guys and almost all of them have prostate cancer.
Well, that's not too far from the truth.
No, but I'm just saying that it seems, I mean, you know, but at some point, you know, if you're of a certain age, because it's a slow thing, they probably, you know, it's not recognized or not treated, but it is that prominent in men.
Our argument as oncologists is that it's better to be aware. It's better to have the knowledge. It's good to know, is this something that I don't have to worry about?
Yeah.
And so that's why we encourage folks to get tested. And many times they don't have to go through treatment. That's true, actually.
Okay. It, depending on their age and their health and everything else. Now, have we changed the recommended ages? Has that shifted a little over the years?
So by and large, they stayed the same. The official recommendation is if you're over the age of 50, to talk to your family doctor about getting screened. If you don't have a doctor, that's okay. Get screened anyway. Certain people, if you have some family members that have prostate cancer, or if you're African American, you may be at higher risk. And so we encourage those folks to get tested earlier, starting at the age of 40.
Okay. So family history, African American, what's the connection there to our black communities as far as, I mean, is that diet? Is that, I mean, what is the reason why suggested a decade earlier for them?
Well, that's the big question. We really don't know. We just know that there is this association that African Americans tend to have more aggressive cancers, and it's beneficial to be caught early in that demographic.
Dr. Morris, is there any difference in marketing this to the black community about, you know, taking care of yourself? And I mean, men in general are pretty stubborn about this. I'm sure that it crosses all lines. But is there knowledge out there that you know, 40? I mean, that's fairly young, I would think, for most people to think about prostate cancer.
I think it is fairly young, and it's kind of interesting because my husband and I were just talking about this exact thing a couple of days ago, and I'm a little more alarmed by the decade earlier, just in terms of ethnicity for men as well. And I'm not sure that we communicate that as early as we probably should.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
So what will the screening look like then? So do people have to have an appointment? I mean, can they just show up? Where do they go? Times?
Yeah. So they do not have to make an appointment. They can just walk in, and it is going to be that blood test, the PSA. Very simple blood test. They will get examined by a physician. That includes a rectal exam.
Okay, now see, I'm going to stop you right there. I think you should call this a DRE and not a digital rectal exam, because I'm telling you, every guy out there just winced. Let's just shorten that to a DRE.
Sure, Brian, that's fine. We'll call it the DRE.
I'm a marketing guy. I'm going to help you sell this.
But people know what they're getting into, just to make sure. And then they'll get their blood pressure checked. So it's a very brief, very quick.
So we talked talking about in and out a half hour, right?
Oh, absolutely. Less than that.
Okay. And where do they go?
They'll go to SIU Urology at DMH. I don't have the actual address, but
it's 302 West
Hay
Street, Suite 200.
Perfect.
Can you give me northwest, south? I mean, the DMH campus sometimes can be very complicated when you're pulling in there and trying to find something.
So if you're looking at the main entrance, it's actually going to be on the left. There is a separate building
that's south
connected
side
by a walkway.
Of the campus.
Yes.
Okay.
The south side.
All right. And you can call 217-876-4749. You can also visit memorial.health for information as well. How many people do you expect to see? Because there's more than 250,000 men in the U.S. Diagnosed this year with prostate cancer.
We'd love to get a few hundred people, a few hundred folks could walk in. There are certain times that are more crowded. Certainly, first thing in the morning is a very popular time. Look, we want people to show up whenever you're available. So we'll make room for you. Please drop by and do the best for yourself.
No doubt about it. Co-sponsored by Cancer Care Specialist of Illinois, Memorial Health. And what is US2 Prostate Cancer Education and Support? I'm assuming that's a national group that's about getting the message out.
It's a kind of awareness, advocacy, support group, okay, all in one.
Let's talk about what happens if this test or the blood comes back and, what are the treatments, what are the surgeries? I mean, what exists right now today with, yeah, because so much of medicine has changed in the last decade, like every other thing involving technology, right?
The good news is that research is still going strong and that more and more people are surviving their prostate cancer. And so after these preliminary screenings, you might need a biopsy. That's an outpatient procedure. You go home the same day. A few samples are taken from the prostate gland. After that, the vast majority of the time, it is very localized. It has not spread. It is what we call low grade and early stage. That can be treated with either surgery or radiation.
Okay. And are there symptoms? Are there signs? Because this can be a very sneaky cancer.
Yeah, great question. The vast majority of the time, it is silent. And so there's really no way to know, other than these tests, whether you have cancer or not. In a very small proportion of people, there could be symptoms, problems going to the bathroom, maybe some weight loss or pain, but that's pretty unusual.
And maybe by the time you get to that point, it's even worse, right?
So the cat's out of the bag by that point,
yeah,
and further treatment like chemotherapy might be necessary.
All right. So family history, if you're African-American, recommended ages 40 to 69. If you do not have that history, 50 to 69 are the recommendations on when to be tested. And we would encourage you to do it Friday, September 30th, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. You can stop in, drop by, no appointment necessary, in and out, and you'll have the blood and then that DRE.
What do I need to bring with me? Do I need to bring an ID? Do I need to bring an insurance card? Like, what do I need to? I'm not coming, clearly, but
she's going to drag Dr. JK along.
She is.
Yes, yes.
Because he's in this age range.
Yeah.
You don't have to bring your passport. So I think that an ID would be fine, but you don't have to bring any proof of insurance.
Okay. All right. So this is free, literally, and open to everyone.
Absolutely. Just walk in and pretty much no questions asked.
All right, Dr. Yoon, we really appreciate it. Thank you for sharing the information. It might save lives today. Folks, put it on your calendar. Robert, we're going to take a quick 2-minute break. When we get back here, we've got to wrap up this hour. Then we'll bring some folks in from Millikan University, and a lot to get to here in the final hour and 5 minutes. We'll be back with more right after this.
Did you know one of the many ways the Community Foundation of Macon County supports our community is through grants? Hi, this is Rachel Moran, Director of Communications for the Community Foundation of Macon County, and I'm here to share that we are accepting applications for our Impact 100 grant from September 1st to October 1st. Each year, the Impact 100 grant supports nonprofit programs that build capacity and support individual and community well-being. This year's funding focus supports mental health, social enrichment, and engagement programming. Nonprofit organizations are encouraged to apply. The Community Foundation of Macon County and its donors are committed to strengthening our community and creating a better quality of life for all. It is through the generosity of our donors that programs like the Impact 100 grant sustain Macon County for generations to come. For more information on the Impact 100 grant, please visit our website at MaconCountyGives.org or call 217-429-3000.
Get ready. Get set. It's Thursday night football at Memorial Stadium.
Touchdown! Chase Brown! Touchdown!
Watch Fighting Illini football under the lights on Thursday, September 22nd, as they take on the Chattanooga Mocs. Tickets start at only $25. Secure your seats today at FightingIllini.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Stop by Kenny's Ace Hardware on the corner of Route 121 and Lost Bridge Road, where you get help with all your home repair needs.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I was going to take a guess at this, and then I decided not to.
I put my hands up, but then I put them down. I don't know.
It's from something, right? Robert, what is it?
Is he with us?
Queen's Radio Gaga.
A Radio Gaga. Okay, I knew that. I knew that.
I didn't know that.
Before there was a Lady Gaga.
Sure.
Yeah. No relation.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Dr. J is in the studios with us. We have Milliken coming in next, Big Blue, and we'll tell you all about their make and promise and why you should be thinking about Milliken as a potential and a possibility for your young ones. We'll be back after the stories and news. Stay tuned. Do not go anywhere.
We're everywhere you are. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. Decatur Family YMCA will host a fundraiser event titled Sprint for a Cause Indoor Sprint Triathlon on Saturday. There's a 400-yard pool swim, a 7-mile spin cycle bike ride, and a 2-mile treadmill run. The event will be indoors at the YMCA on West McKinley Avenue. DPS Student Services is hosting a community resource fair to connect families with needed services like housing, employment, financial aid, and child care assistance. The fair is next Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. at Eisenhower High School. The Decatur Area Convention and Visitors Bureau will host the DVB Jamboree in Central Park on Sunday from noon to 6. There will be food and Pepsi trucks and Mr. Softy, as well as fun and games for kids. We don't have any.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.